Some of the topics we learned about include Holchin b'mamon acha harov. Machlekes Rav Shmuel whether we follow a majority to determine monetary matters. The Gemara relates this machlekes to the following cases: Shor shenogach hasapara v'nimtza uber b'tzida. If an ox gores a cow and a dead fetus is found at our side, whether we assume that this cow is of the majority of cows who carry viable fetuses, and so the calf must have died due to the goring. If we discover a dead ox next to an ox known to gore, whether we assume that this ox killed it, this may also depend on ruba v'chazaka, the relative merits of an assumption based on roiv, a majority, and an assumption based on a chazaka, such as that an animal with a predisposition to gore would cause damage. Whether a sale of edible seeds is binding if the seeds were not suitable for planting. This may also depend on whether ozel basar ruba de inchi or ruba de zriya. We follow the quantity of buyers or the quantity of seeds sold. Demei zera v'hitza, whether we penalize the seller of unsuitable seeds for any expenses that the buyer incurred while planting. Similarly, umen shekilkel nisim like demei b'shasai, whether a paid professional who ruined his client's food must compensate him for causing him embarrassment.